You talked to the group today about the dual challenges of food and fuel that is facing rural America. Kind of tell us what you told the group.
Well, I think it's misunderstood by too many that pursuing a growing population globally, which will require more food, and also to accommodate that growing population who will have increasing energy needs, that agriculture's role is not one of conflict between food or fuel. It is one that we feel is quite compatible. Producing more food results in more fuel being produced as well, and vice versa. So we believe that the opportunities for agriculture are quite significant in the pursuit of both of these fundamental needs.
Now, of course, earlier this morning, we heard about the six major challenges that will be facing agriculture in the next 30 years, and the whole issue of food and fuel cuts right across those six issues, doesn't it?
Well, it absolutely does, and you know, the galvanization of this debate has just occurred in the past several months as we got a lot more production from agriculture trying to utilize and produce biofuels. But I want us to make sure that we keep our eye on the ball, that we are in a period of transition, but we believe that the productivity of agriculture, which has been unmatched in our history, will even make that history look pretty pale in comparison as we deploy the various kinds of technologies that we believe, both from a seed culture kind of a technology, as well as the rest of the value chain just continuing to get more efficient and utilizing technologies throughout the value chain that make us not only the envy of the world, but that we're doing things in a much more effective and efficient manner than what we did even yesterday.
I think the number that you tossed out to the group was like maybe adding, 4% land or something like that in production. Well, but these efficiencies will help gain for what's basically going to be a doubled population, or at least a 40% increase in population in the next 20, 30 years.
Yeah, the figure that I provided to the group was that in the past decade, we've had a 13% increase in the world's population. And in order to meet that food and feed and fiber and fuel demand, we deployed 4% more acres to accommodate that. As you think about the step changes that are going to happen in the areas of seed production and our capability to grow more volumes of crops, we believe that even that number will be diminished over time because our capability to get more from less is going to improve.
Sounds like maybe we can have it all. Maybe we can have all the food, all the fuel that that we need to run our economies, our societies, as what we've become accustomed. Is that too much to ask for?
Well, I think the opportunity is quite significant, and it will yet to be seen how the various policies will play out that allow for that. But I think what's very critically important is in this, what we think is a golden age for agriculture, that we will have the opportunity to let agriculture be part of a solution in a whole lot of ways. And whether that is for our basic needs as food, or whether it is for biochemical, bioindustrial uses that can substitute for petroleum products, as well as the transportation fuel that mobilizes us, we need to have policies that allow for those innovations and those investments to express themselves, because I think what our outcomes will be as we look down the road a decade or two from now will be quite pleased with, as long as those policies allowed for that kind of creative innovation.
Of course, you represent the private sector in this discussion, and we also heard from some of the public policy folks. How do we marry up them, what you guys would like to have, what you guys can bring to the table, and what the public policy folks can bring to the table and what they would like to have done altogether?
Well, I think there's already been a very good example provided by public servants who recognize the opportunities that have existed. But I think even as we look forward and as we're about to embark on a new administration, even some of the appointments of cabinet members, I think, are pretty instructive that our energy security has a lot to do with our energy policy. And as we also think about providing not only the needs, the basic needs for our own population, but for those of the growing global population, I have a lot of confidence that the private-public partnerships will thrive with a shared vision of what agriculture's role can be.
Greg, some great information. Anything else you'd like to let our audience know that they should take away from the discussion that we talked about today?
Well, I think one of the very gratifying things is that agriculture, which is an industry that is very much taken for granted a lot, is becoming kind of more towards the center now of things as we contemplate what our opportunities are looking forward. And whether it's agriculture generically or agribusiness and manufacturing more generally, we have just an awesome opportunity, and I think that we're going to seize that opportunity, and the country at large and the world at large will be benefactors of that.